It's Sugar!
And it's Gene!
It's Sugar!
And it's Gene!
It's a squeezy show. It's a squeezy show. It's a squeezy show. It's a squeezy show.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Izzy here.
Yeah, he's right there.
Here I am, sitting here with Gene.
Yeah, man. Gene, how long has this been since we've done this?
It's been a long time, but one thing I can tell you, and that is that we did this once before on this day of the year before.
Really?
We did.
Holy, wait a minute. This is the 1 year anniversary.
It is the 1 year anniversary special.
Whoa!
It's hard to believe.
Dude.
But it has been one full year. And what better to bring us in than that amazing intro song?
Yeah, oh. I did put a lot of work into that. And
blood, sweat, and tears.
It's good. The high pitch to the low, and when you bring those two elements together, it's good.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. But day after Christmas once again. What were we doing this time last year?
I think you were complaining about working at retail.
I can still complain about that because I still work at GameStop. Only this time, being the manager, I work about 60 hours a week. And today, I in fact got up at 5 in the morning to go to work at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I got up at, 3:30 in the afternoon.
He did, and I hate him so much.
And I really only got up then because Isaiah called me.
Yeah, I called him.
I could have slept another 3 hours. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
But, things have been going well, I think.
Pretty been fun. Doing well.
It's been a crazy holiday season. No systems for anyone to buy. And nothing to sell to anyone, but people still buy stuff even though they don't want to. It's cool. Since we got the DS and everything, the DS is pretty cool.
How are they selling? They selling well?
They sell out in about 5 to 6 minutes every time I get any in.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, but... So, 1 year... A year of Squizzy.
And ironically, this is also the 12th episode. So really, we came out at about a month, for an episode.
Yeah, 1 month per episode.
It's
pretty poor.
One episode per month, I think was the...
Okay.
You said it backwards.
That was my mistake, but it works either way.
What is your mistake?
I like to make mistakes.
Idiot.
Maybe I should make another mistake. Maybe I should make two. Oh, man. Well, I guess we're just kind of going to talk about some of the experiences we've had in the past few months.
Sure. We haven't really had a show in a couple months now.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I've been so busy with work, and every time I want to do anything with you, you shut me down.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a car now that you can't drive.
That's also true.
I hired you at GameStop, and I'm not working you there.
That's,
I hired you for a, no real reason.
Yeah, just to have
somebody. I heard you guys, Counter-Strike team's doing pretty bad.
No, we're not doing bad, but we don't talk about Counter-Strike on the show anymore. We haven't done that since this time last year.
That's right. It's commemorative.
Yeah.
I don't play it anymore, so I guess we don't need to talk about it.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. I remember the Saints.
Yeah.
Saints. Found Saints.
Doesn't exist anymore. Don't go there. But yeah, I mean, a lot of weird things happened. Isaiah and I don't hang out as much as we used to. Mostly because he works so much, and partially because my dad is really weird about Isaiah.
It's true. He is really weird about me. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
I haven't really figured it out either myself. But, you know, he's not too keen on me going over there, and especially not staying the night. Especially on weekdays. I don't know what it is.
I haven't figured out what
exactly it is he thinks I'm going to be the team. I think I've narrowed it down to either sexual molestation or,
always number one,
or something drug related or drinking related.
Close number two.
Or,
I don't know.
We're gonna have some kind of
yeah, well, I mean, as good as all those things are, and as much as I'd like to do them one day, it's just I don't know. And at the same time, my dad's Christmas shopping. He goes up to Isaiah's store and invites him to Christmas dinner at our house. This is the same person that doesn't like Isaiah enough for me to go over to his house on a regular basis. And he's gonna come over on Christmas dinner, you know, which Isaiah replied very politely, go to hell.
Yes, go to hell and die.
So yeah, I mean, things seem to be.
I don't know why he doesn't like me though.
I don't really know either. I think what it is, you know, I'm out of high school now, and I'm starting college, and it's the whole. I don't want him to, you know, become a renegade. It's, you know, a very transitional part of my life right here.
Right.
You know, I'm about to be 18.
But we all know what's gonna happen. I know.
What's gonna happen?
I'm gonna go and I'm going to
instantly fail.
And fail and or just not go to most of your classes. Because you're too lazy. We're going to, since they start working with games, start on a regular basis, and playing with games, and continue trying to pursue being a professional gamer, go on to meet some kind of girl, whom will take up the rest of your time along with work and gaming, flunk out of college, drop it all together, live with your dad for the next 10 years, and then, get some chick pregnant, marry her, and end up working as a potato farmer.
Paint it out like a portrait. As, how do you know? I mean,
beautiful.
I
can see it in your eyes.
See, Isaiah says this to me about me because he feels bad that that's what he did. He's not all the way there yet.
Right.
Like, he's not quite a potato farmer.
On my way.
Yeah. He could still yet be a potato farmer.
I farm the potatoes.
Do you?
It's what I farm.
All right. So, I mean, it seems like that's what it is more.
Okay.
You just want me to fail so you don't feel so bad.
So I can feel better about myself. Yeah. But it's not what happened with me. But it will.
I wish I had a gun.
You do have a gun.
That's right, I do.
Yeah, for Christmas. What kind of gun was it?
It is not a Civil War, a World War II M1 artillery rifle.
Excellent. And what can we do with such a rifle, Gene?
Shoot Nazis.
Awesome.
It's the only thing that really comes to my mind.
I wonder if that very gun has shot a Nazi before.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Possibly, like, a cool Nazi. One of those elite Nazi leaders.
Yeah, like an officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Maybe it was used by a Nazi to kill an American.
That's less cool, but...
Or possibly some Jews.
That
would be cool.
Call it, like, the Jew Slayer.
Yes.
Slayer of the
Jews.
Christ Killers. I don't know. My friend, he's not really my friend now, but
The Jew?
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Both literally and mentally.
I was talking to him, and it was, you know, Christmas a couple days ago, or yesterday, and I said, Happy Christmas, or Jew Day, or whatever it is you celebrate, and he's like, dude, Hanukkah ended a week ago. And I was like, well, maybe if you didn't kill Jesus. And he didn't take kindly to that. I don't think we're really talking anymore.
That's cool. You don't have to talk to a Jew in order to make fun of them.
They inherently make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Since they're so ugly.
No content for the show.
What else can we say?
All right. Well, I noticed I was, you know, perusing through the forums,
mm-hmm.
the Hacker Media message thingies that they have for the show, and we've got a couple new listeners, and are at least new listeners that are commenting, and basically they've been saying that we abandoned the show and we're dirty, filthy, whore bastards for letting our listeners down. We're sorry for our listeners. For the longest time, we thought it was listener, so we weren't really
too
concerned.
There was more than one person listening to it,
right?
Or even two or three, two of which are me and Jane after every episode.
Yeah, we always play back the episode after we're done with it.
I personally am the biggest fan of Squizzy.
I love Squizzy.
I have it burned on CD and I listen to it in my car.
No ego here. we think Squizzy is a great show, but at the same time we know it's a bad show.
Right.
So we love it because it's ours, and. You know, I mean, but when other people are digging it, and I just said digging it, when other people are enjoying our content creation,
digging.
I mean, it's digging it. We, you know, we like that. That's cool.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we
doesn't. You know, I didn't really think it had ever happened. But I guess we have some content. It's this idea that I had I discussed with you earlier.
I'm shaking my head.
About taking,
not understanding.
Taking advantage of
retarded, right?
Retarded or down people.
Down syndrome people. Yeah.
For use in personal gain. Mm-hmm. My idea behind this is that, you know, these people are inherently nice. You know, for the most part, you can find the nice ones. Some of them are crazy and like to chew on their fifth. Dangly finger and whatever that is they chew on constantly.
Okay.
There are those who are nice and, you know, kind of know what they're doing, or they do what you tell them to do.
Right.
Like the grocery baggers and or, you know, Burger King.
Which realistically, I've only seen one Down syndrome grocery bagger. I don't see him that often. I don't see him as much
as
I would think that I'd see him.
I've seen a couple, and we used to have a retarded guy who worked at Blockbuster.
And, how did? Oh, right.
We didn't pay him. So what my idea is that we use these people for basic tasks that we don't want to do.
Cleaning the toilet.
The cleaning toilet, bagging groceries, you know, putting stuff away on shelves and stuff like that. But we don't have to pay them in money.
Because they enjoy it.
Right. They enjoy it. And, you know, like I was telling Gene, you know, I picture, you know, having the Down syndrome guy work for me and just paying him in a handful of, like, Funyuns at the end of every week.
Uh-huh.
Just give him a handful of Funyuns, and they think it's money. So they put it in their wallet, and they go home, you know, a happy down.
Yeah.
But, it seems like a good idea. You know, I don't really see a downside to it, but, you know. Maybe they'll get angry if you skimp on the Funyuns.
Honestly, I think it's a good plan. My major concern is the impact that it'd have on the economy here, because I think we'd see a lot more shoddy workmanship.
Well, they wouldn't be banking things; they'd be putting stuff away.
Well, I mean, I'm saying that if they're cleaning a toilet, They're gonna miss something. I mean, they're not gonna They're gonna miss a big poo spot there, and someone's gonna come in. Someone's gonna come in, see that, and they're never gonna shop there again.
Well, it's okay. If that's the story at every single store, that's bad.
Get
down in there. You know, you just tell them like, "Hi, Mr. Down. Here's a toilet. Now you see all that brown stuff on the sides there? That is like a candy bar that has been smudged around the toilet. That's all you have to tell them.
And they'll just...
Then you leave the room.
Nature takes its course.
That's right.
All right, now see, that's problem solving, then that's why you're a manager.
That's what I do. I come up with these ideas.
So, call your congressman.
Get
this...
Congressman Dan.
Get this in place.
We take all the Down syndromes in the city and have them be professional toilet bowl cleaners.
All of them. That'll give the real people...
Mexicans.
Well, they're people. They're not real people.
Yeah.
We'll give the real people, you know, the whites.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give them an opportunity to move up the corporate ladder a little bit more. I mean,
yeah.
We're not taking, you know, these people and making them do mundane work
right. That's,
you know, someone else can do. The retarded people, maybe the blacks. I don't know.
Jews.
I really don't think the Jews can handle it.
Jews are more... Who could? I don't even know what you could have a Jew do. Run a TV network. Mm-hmm. So if they seem to be good at that...
You know, I take a Jew as, like, my financial planner. That's something that maybe I would do. If I had money.
I just couldn't stand talking to them. Get away from my money, you Jew bag. I don't want you touching it.
Well, there is
How
that.
Can you trust someone that killed Jesus?
You can't. You really can't.
It's like, trust me, I'll be good. Yeah, you killed Jesus. He trusted you. And you betrayed God. Trusted his son to you guys. You could have let, you know, the Romans do it.
Yeah.
You know, whoever else was around.
He would have died eventually.
Yeah. Died of old age.
Coulda?
For sins.
I die of colon cancer for your sins. Jesus dies of prostate cancer. I'm not sure that would have had the same
Father,
effect.
Forgive me. For I have died of prostate cancer. I knew not what I did.
Man. It's possible.
Yeah.
Let's not discount other options that the Lord could have taken. Anyway. We're just gonna steer this off the going to hell path. Back
on. Interesting poo story. It's not about me. It's about my girlfriend.
New blood coming in here. I'm excited.
Yeah. I don't even think I can talk about it. It's highly inappropriate.
Well, come on. You can't just bring it up and then...
Well, okay. It was...
Elise doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Yesterday was Christmas. So we...
Does Elise listen to the show?
I make her.
Just don't burn it.
Okay. I'll make sure that the girlfriend stays away from this one. So, yesterday's Christmas. We ate a lot of food. I mean, you know, mashed potatoes.
Did you go to your dad's?
I went, to Elise's house.
Oh, okay.
Instead of my house. Parents allowed me to come for Christmas, and they got me a ton of stuff. Probably, like, more stuff than I've ever gotten for Christmas.
Wow. Because they're rich.
They have a lot of money, and they're very nice. I got them nice presents as well. But, anyway, so we ate a lot of food and stuff. And then later that night, we're watching a movie, and it's so funny because I've studied the ways of girls and the things they do to try and avoid embarrassment and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, I have to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, you know, first of all, I'm like holding her back, kind of playing around. She's like, okay, well, I gotta go. And I noticed kind of she was in a hurry, so the first thing I think is like, oh, she's got a load on deck. And then, you know, the bathroom's, like, right next to us.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I forgot something in the other room. and she leaves for about 5 minutes. And my first thought is she has explosive diarrhea and doesn't want me to hear her farting. Because that would be absolutely hilarious. So she comes back. She actually She actually kind of like tramps back in the room quickly and goes directly to the bathroom, and I hear her muttering something about being out of toilet paper in the bathroom. So she comes back, and the first thing I say is, "So I guess you had explosive diarrhea and you didn't want me to hear you farting, huh?" I totally got it. And she proceeded to tell me about how it was liquid. Like a faucet.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why do girls feel they gotta cover these things up?
I don't know.
We enjoy them!
Yeah. I mean, they think they can hide it, but I knew it. I knew it as soon as she was in a hurry. It's like, just do it right there. No need to go to the bathroom.
And this has been my motto for the longest time. I'm sure I've said this on the show maybe before. If it wasn't supposed to be funny, you know, God wouldn't have made it that way. He wouldn't have made, you know, people laugh every time you let out a big hollow fart. It's just the natural order of things.
Yeah. And, I mean, even funnier than farts is the sound of, like, splashing chunky dye. There's nothing funny. You know, accompanied with the little withheld farty squeezing noises.
The high squeaks and...
I'm thinking about keeping a recorder in my bathroom for those special moments. The moments
that's actually not such a bad idea.
Yeah, those the times that you know, you're not just the normal poppy regular crafts. You save the recording time for the precious moments.
Right, I mean, everyone's had that moment when they're on the toilet and, you know, something happens. You feel like you're... insides have spilled out, and now you just sit there and you think, "Oh my God, holy crap, what just happened?"
And that would actually probably inspire you to experiment with different ways of crapping. You know, you wouldn't necessarily like say you had one of those, you know, craps that you just couldn't hold in to the very last second, to where you drop your pants to your knees, and you know it's already coming out before you hit the toilet. Type thing, so you could do that, but for humor's sake, you would maybe hold it in every once in a while and let it build up a bit, and then let it all out, you know, and then maybe hold it in a little bit more, and see what kind of different sounds you could get going.
It's a good experiment. I should try that.
You should.
I'm a little. Set back by the possibilities and ramifications there, because every time that I have really extreme dump, it scares me, because it all comes out so violently that I think that I'm pooping out my insides. That's true. I've seen those gross pictures online, you know, on like StyleNet, where these people are pooped out their large intestines. Stuff because he has some weird disorder, and that's not something that I want to happen to me. I've already decided that if that something like that happens,
I'll just
kill myself.
Deserve it, Gene. I don't think you deserve it. Large intestines. Those are people that use their large intestines for things that's not exactly supposed to be used.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, the hamster climbing for a couple days. Let's tear them up.
That's a good thought right there. Mm-hmm. Popular myth.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty popular. Already at 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Still haven't really said anything.
Well, I think we're going to talk... past episodes.
Oh, right. We got a collage.
Yeah, we're putting together a veritable squizzy memories.
Right. The best moments from the best parts of the best shows.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, the first episode to the 11th episode, and I think you guys are going to really enjoy this. This is the parts that we think are the funniest, and because it's our show.
Yeah, we can really do whatever we want, and, you know, without much of your feedback, then we can really do whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's our show, and, you know, if some people are listening to it, then, There are some new listeners today. Welcome to the show. This is kind of what it's like. We talk and don't generally have content. It degrades to poop.
Always. I don't know. I guess it's just because it's the only thing that we're both really versed in.
Good at. Yeah. Good at it. Gene, I think, would be a veritable poop connoisseur compared to me. I'm more of a once every 2 days type person. Gene is a very frequent.
Usually we're at
drinks his Metamucil.
3 to 4. Sometimes I can push a 5-a-day poop.
Yeah, it's insane.
But basically after every meal, yeah. I poop.
Yeah, it has to poop after every
If
meal.
I snack on something, I'll typically have to poop. I ate a couple crackers and one or two mini Reese's cups. I kind of have to go now.
Okay.
That was, I think we're looking at about 40 minutes ago, which is actually a pretty long time, but considering how little I actually ate.
Yeah. It doesn't take you long.
I don't know what it is.
So if you process food so fast, why are you so skinny?
I am skinny.
And if you don't know what Gene looks like, so you should watch the Stupid Faggots video, which you can see
it's up there in our movies section.
Movie section of the Squizzy Button with our professionally made website.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time on it, so you should go check it out.
Yeah, we hired some art department to do the headers and the side banners. It really looks good. If you want an ad on there, just
I worked on the icons.
Yeah, he did a really great job on the icons there.
We should put some stuff in here.
Alright, let me ask you a question. I'm going to do this on there because, we still got a little time. For this collage, what do you think we take one portion of the show that we find really funny and then we talk about it as in a commentary style?
Oh, a commentary style.
Or do you just think we should just kind of throw them all together, put some nice music in the back and, 30 seconds, or instead we have a commentary.
I think we can do some commentary.
Section. Maybe even make the commentary a whole separate download. Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be better.
Yeah, definitely. I think we could do that. Either do the commentary before that, before parts of the episode,
or after.
Or during. Or the dub process. That'd be cool. I think that'd
be okay. Do better? Yeah. Also, for the 1 year anniversary, I had. Now, I had to go through extreme great lengths to get this, but Isaiah and I did an episode that you guys never heard. And we were not of sound mind.
The drunken, the lost episode.
The lost episode.
The lost Squizzy episode.
And unfortunately, it was so lost I could only find about the first 40 seconds, maybe it was a minute and 20 something.
Really?
And no one has the whole thing. I think 3 people had it. Me, Isaiah, and Isaiah's sister, little sister, and she loved it. We both love it. Our good friend Adam is in it.
Where did you find it?
Your sister, Sarah. Shout out to Sarah. If she listens. Apparently she still does every once in a while.
Cool.
Shout out to Isaiah's mom, if she's listening.
Don't listen, Mom. Please don't listen. she did listen to one episode where I said something very vulgar.
It was the Christina episode.
Christina episode, yeah. We talked about this girl, Christina, and I said that Gene should do something very inappropriate to her, and I apologize for that very much.
I don't think you did.
I did to my mom.
Not to the viewing audience.
Not to the viewing audience, because that's what they want to hear.
Yeah, that's true.
But, So you got part of this from Sarah. Did she not have the whole thing?
No. She said that you had sent it to her, but you never sent her the completed version. And you formatted and I formatted, and we both thought the other person had it.
Right.
I don't think anywhere has it, unless you sent it to more people.
But
we've got that portion, and you can get the gist of it. It's not as funny.
But it is a lost rarity.
Right.
I'm really surprised, frankly, that Gene even found a portion of it. It's amazing. So we'll have to throw that in. And
very old. I think it was
with us?
What, in February?
In the February.
Alright. Something like that.
There they go.
Was it? Oh, it was Adam's. It was a week after Adam's birthday. When's Adam's birthday?
February 8th. February 8th. Something like that.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, so that was cool. It was like the first time you got drunk or the second time?
First time.
First drinking experience.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's crazy.
There are little things in life where you, you know, take steps to become a man, and drinking illegally is one.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm on the verge of legal drinking.
Legality.
Scares me. Legality.
Legalized.
Legalized drinking. Whatever, and they, since they just started allowing alcoholic beverages in the Kroger's and stuff right now and in play now.
Really?
Yeah. It scares me a little bit.
This could get good.
Yeah.
This could get real good.
Yeah, so...
Actually, Ben, you know, Ben Proctor, he's a friend of ours, just made it into the Navy SEALs.
He made it into the Navy SEALs?
Yeah, everyone said, you can't do it, Ben, you can't do it. So, shout out to Ben. He wants to invite us up to do something for New Year's. I don't know. So, I already told him no anyway. No, he's in town.
Oh, no, I don't want to hang out with him.
I don't either.
You know that Matt works at GameStop.
Matt.
He was on our team with Beowulf.
Okay. Matt. I don't remember his name. Last I heard, he was in California.
Triggers. No. He works at the GameStop in front of the Clone Creek Mall. I was talking. I called the GameStop and he was like, "Izzy, hey, it's Matt. Been on the team with you." And he said his tag, and I remember what it was.
Hobbs?
It was Hobbs or something else.
It's Hobbs.
Hobbs? Yeah. Well, it was him.
Oh, that's crazy. But we don't talk about Counter-Strike on the show.
Anyway, so New Year's is cool. We're going to do something. I'll always do something for New Year's.
Okay. I don't know. We might go up to True Gamers. I think the team wants to do that, so... I didn't know anything, but if you want to do something, I'll totally. That would be great.
Well, we're gonna either do something like at my place or go out to Elise's and do some fireworks, and then go back to my place and, you know, New Year's.
But you know, your neighbors aren't really the.
They're not there anymore. No one lives around me.
Really?
They all moved out.
That's fancy.
I'm loud.
I don't. Did we tell the? The audience
oh,
this
no,
story?
No, 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 we were, at some point we had a little drinking experience at my apartment, nothing too big, because every shot Gene took, he would immediately throw.
I was sick.
After the first one.
I was sick.
And, I don't remember what exactly was going on, because I was drunk and asleep at the time, but apparently they were being loud and laughing and stuff.
What happened? Alright, I'm going to tell the story, because Isaiah was immensely... hammered. Him and Adam had a war with CDs, large pieces of plastic. Yeah, Isaiah's furrowing
sort of
his brow.
That.
It was rough, and I was surprised that they were throwing such dangerous objects at each other. But that's what happens. But apparently that, in combination with us laughing at DVDs we were playing and. Things of that sort, the police ended up somehow at the premise, and we have 4 underage drinkers. So that was good.
The neighbors apparently accused us of smoking marijuana.
Yeah, we were being rowdy, doing drugs and... I guess generally being a nuisance.
Yeah, but it wasn't true, and the police officer seemed rather annoyed.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there. He came in, he took a look around, and he said, "Well, it doesn't look like you guys are drinking," and I almost laughed right at that moment. Or doing any marijuana or anything here, so we're going to just go. And so, I mean, he came in and he checked in. He asked a couple questions about what we were doing to make sure that we were hammered out of our mind. Luckily... Isaiah was in the background sleeping. And
it could have been disastrous.
It could have been so much worse.
I have been out there.
officer.
Luckily, my roommate John was really level-headed about everything, and you know, John is. Has he drunk anything ever?
No. So. John's dry.
He was completely able.
Did
to
I tell
talk.
You the story? Did I tell you the story of Elise getting hammered completely?
The only time that I've seen Elise is just that time at your birthday.
Oh, she came over here one time too.
Over here? No. I mean, you know, drinking.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, what happened was it was right before she went off to college, and she steals a bunch of her parents' liquor, like puts it in some water bottles and stuff, like all kinds of different liquor, like three different types of like high quality stuff. And it was her intention of getting totally drunk, and I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to drink a little bit, but not get drunk or anything, you know, because that's what she wanted to do. And see, she's never really been sick drunk, like pounded drunk.
Really?
And I tried to warn her. She drank a lot, man. She was trying to make out with Tara and John, and Tara was all for it. If they would have made out, had I have not held her back.
Interesting. Was Tara was drinking?
No. She's just like...
Well, that's odd.
It was, and I held her back with all my might, and, you know, being drunk and everything, you know, we eventually make it to my bedroom, and, you know, she's totally drunk, so she's wanting to mess around and stuff, and I'm like, no, you're gonna be sick any second. She's like, no, she's obviously to the point where she's going to be sick, and I know it, because she has had, like, three water bottles full of hard alcohol.
How is she still alive?
She was barely crawling around, and so she,
that annoys me.
She starts, getting sick.
Uh-huh.
In the bed, and she's like, you know, I'm gonna be sick. Of course, she has no clothes on at the time, which wasn't my fault.
Uh-huh. Her own doing. Uh-huh. I'm sure that was all her doing.
She runs into the bathroom and starts vomiting. A lot. And vomiting... and vomiting and vomiting, and I cannot stop laughing at her. Frankly, it is the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. She's crying and vomiting, and I can't go anywhere because every time I try and leave, she's like, "Don't leave me." Throwing up. Really embarrassing for her and stuff. You know, I get a cold towel and try to put it on. Every time I try and touch her, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't leave. And I kid you not, she is on the toilet for no less than 2 hours. Just so sick, wanting to die. She's sitting there, I want to die. I'll never drink again. I'll never drink again. And, I can't stop laughing every time she is heaving and vomiting. I just cannot control my laughter. Because I never really realized it, but vomiting is equally as funny as farting or pooping. Just
watching another... And it's not funny if they're legitimately sick.
Yeah.
Like, if...
Drunk
but
vomit.
If they're drunk and then they just spray vomit, that's hilarious.
They're moaning and,
yeah.
And so sad that they're so drunk and vomiting. See, your vomit was more of a spontaneous explosion of pizza vomit on my floor, so yeah. That wasn't quite as humorous.
Oh, that was fantastic, and I'll tell you why. It was great because it was so stealth ninja in the way that it approached the situation.
It's true.
It even knew that to successfully come out and land on the floor, it would have to distract you for a moment.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at it. I was like, Jean, go to the toilet if you need to throw up. I turn around, and then I hear nothing. You know, I turn back around, giant pile of pizza.
Well, see, all I remember of this situation is saying, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I think you said that. You used to be like, I think I'm going to throw up. Yeah, I may have heard a tiny little gaggy cough. but it was a good amount
for
of
the most for the most part. It was extremely silent.
He was on his clothes and everything, and he was just sitting in his pile of vomit laughing at me, apologizing in the most drunkenly way.
Well, he had just gotten a new apartment, and you know, the first thing that happens is he opens this bottle of grape soda, and it explodes in a fizz all over his walls, so his walls are stained blue. And then later that night, I throw up all over his floor. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what it must have been like having to clean that up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
All I remember is you going and making me lay in a tub for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, or something like that.
That was good. That was a good story. Mm-hmm. Those were good stories.
Yeah. Good times. I think my plan is to only drink like once, maybe twice a year, like birthday and New Year's now. So I'm not all that into it, but definitely.
It's not something that...
It's not enjoyable if you get to the point of being sick, which I still really have yet to do. I have yet not to do. Because it doesn't take much for Gene.
It doesn't. I mean, you're talking to
you
the guy that poops immediately.
You didn't get sick for the crown, did you?
I did.
The next morning? Were,
no. That night, you had barricaded yourself in your room. And the only way to get to the bathroom
was
is...
That an awkward night as well. Most awkward indeed.
Oh, good times. But the only way to get to the bathroom was to go through your room.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so we ended up being very sick in the sink.
You and Adam both simultaneously, from what I understand, are throwing up in my sink.
Well, I throw up in the sink, and then Adam looks at my vomit, and then he's like, oh, God. And he vomits in the sink. And, no, it was good. Was that
before or after both you and I exposed ourselves in the
living room? I did not expose myself.
Pantsless. You were pantsless.
Everyone
saw you pantsless. Saw your butt. Yeah.
I remember laying sprawled on the floor.
Begging me at least to use a condom.
Isaiah and Elise have locked themselves in Isaiah's room, and I felt this was a betrayal. I mean, you leave the party, you go off the night.
We were totally drunk.
And, I mean, you leave, and then you go off and you do your thing, and Adam is not a fun drunk. John is not drunk at all. Uh-huh. And I feel betrayed. I'm sprawling on the floor, talking under the crack, trying to persuade Isaiah, for the love of God, think about the consequences of your actions and get back out here and drink with me. So, you know, that didn't
I
work.
I did come back out.
He did come back out after a few hours.
And everything's really hazy from then on, but
I honestly don't remember. I remember being very angry and picking up some of your birthday cake and flinging it against the wall.
Yeah, and it remained there for months. A big chunk of birthday cake. I just remember walking out, and I was stumbling around and stuff, and Elise pulls down my pants in front of you and Adam, and that was pretty embarrassing.
That did happen,
to say the least.
It was very close to our faces.
It was close to Adam's face in particular. He claims not to have been aware at the time, but I think it's more denial.
Yeah.
It was almost a wiener slap in the face.
It was close. It was close, and they actually came off multiple times. They came off once, and then I think Adam actually pulled them down again. Moments afterwards.
I don't remember that.
I remember three separate showings of your genitalia.
I remember one time I was facing the other direction. I think I had fallen on the floor with my pants down.
So maybe that could have been what happened.
Crown and Smirnoff is never a good idea.
Honestly, I think that was probably the best.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it. It's expensive.
It was expensive, and it's got a kind of a strong kick at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We should do that again.
Some good times. I think so.
If I got a little bit of money, chip in.
Yes. I want to.
I do too now. I didn't before, but now I do.
I'm probably have to work the next morning, but I've done it every year. I've done it every year, man. Every year I go in hungover on New Year's. Everyone does. It's National Hungover Day, according to Comedy Central. And they're right.
The worst part of drinking is having to come home the next morning, because I'm still a little sick.
What you need to do is, for New Year's Eve, if we do that, then you tell your dad you're landing the next day.
Yeah, but then I have to go to work with you.
No. Or you just go to Adam's or something.
Be or sick at his house?
Or
I'd be sick
or hang
at my
out
house.
Or hang out at my place or something. But if you go, you know, if you go home, it's always, I don't know. You should probably hang out the next day this time and get over the sickness before you come home. Because your dad may have been suspicious of that. Maybe that's why he has a problem.
Well, what happens, and I try to be quiet about it, but what happens is I come home, and the first time I forgot my... I'd lost my keys, and I had to actually knock on my dad's window.
And your pants.
And my pants. I was wearing a different pair of pants. That was awkward. instead of my denim, I was wearing a... moon and stars sort of pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to go in, I knock on the window, my dad comes out, he lets me in, and I've got this big blood blister on my eye where my vessel had popped because I had thrown up so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately go into my bathroom and I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna lay down for a little while.
He probably thinks you were smoking the reefer or something. You have bloodshot eyes, and you want to go and lay in the tub.
Yeah, and I went. I laid in the tub, and I laid it into a direction where I could just lean over and throw up. And I threw up on the way home, and I threw up a few more times in the bathroom. And he had to have heard that. You can't.
Yeah, you can.
So that could be why he doesn't like when I go over to your house now. I think we're solving the mystery here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So New Year's then. What to do? Maybe bring the mics over and.
Oh, that would be a fantastic idea.
The Drunk Squizzy special.
We could do it. Do a full one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. It's only a few days.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's 26?
26? 4 days? Five,
wow.
5 days?
Yeah. We got time to regain my father's trust.
Right.
You want to go to like a Christian benefit with me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Steal all their money.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts exactly.
No money for you, cancer.
They don't give it to cancer. They build giant churches and football teams and go to Florida on field trips.
So all right.
Come to Florida and learn about God and why you're surfing. Looking at the girls.
What?
Just a good excuse, I think.
There's really, people don't get this, but in, you know, I don't think the counselors and such get this, but the reason that these kids go on these trips, what are you doing?
I'm sure done.
We keep doing it, and then it detracts my vision from your head.
Okay, stop.
All right. All right. And the counselors, they don't understand, but the only reason these kids are going is because they have a significant other in the congregation or the class or whatever, and they want the chance to be alone with them for 8 hours on a bus.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
And there are ways to escape the counselors while you're there and stuff.
Right. I actually did. I went to San Antonio, and then I also went to Austin. And we snuck out of our hotel rooms, and we made out in the lobby. I was just like 12, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why these kids do this. It's not because they want, you know, to go pray for some Ahmed who lives on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just not... These counselors are fooling themselves, and if they think otherwise, I don't know.
It's okay. They still get money.
That's true. They still get paid.
$500 a kid, you know, however much it costs per person. But
that's an expensive foreign makeout session, though.
Yeah.
That's
cool,
crazy.
Dude, I used to make out in the stairwells of hotels.
Stairwells? Like outside? Or?
No, inside.
That's
like
nice.
We're in a big hotel. We made out in the stairwells. Cool.
We just snuck out, and the process of sneaking out was really great. It was me and two other guys were staying with me, and we did this whole Mission Impossible thing. I don't think I've told you this story. We did this Mission Impossible thing where we took our shoelaces and we hooked them around the locks and the latches of the door so we could open them, the noisy part, so we could open them. So we could open them from our bed, so if our counselor woke up, we could immediately sink our heads back violently into the bed.
Mm.
You know, everything would be okay. But he he didn't wake up or he chose not to care. One of the two. Mm-hmm. Made it down. Had a hot girlfriend then too, man.
Yeah?
She had a giant.
How old are you, 12?
Yeah, and she did. It was awesome.
Did you even care?
I did care.
You were starting to care.
I used to get in trouble a lot because I can control myself a little bit more now, but back in middle school, I had this problem where I told girls instantly what I thought, mm-hmm. and that led to torture from them. They used to steal my backpack and hide it in various parts of the school. It sucked. Yeah, well, apparently girls don't like...
ugly people talking to them.
No, when you... Yes, but when you refer to their breasts as ping pong balls, that's not good. We used to identify each girl's level of boobage with a certain sport equipment.
Sport ball.
Yeah. Ping pong, you know, basketball, baseball, softball. You get the idea.
Football.
Blech. Not since the 40s.
They were more football-like back then, weren't they?
Maybe it was just this style.
Style of boob growth.
Yeah, I don't know. Just they kind of did this sort of curvature.
Yeah, curvature like up to down. I think it was the type of bras.
Was it?
Yeah, bras have a lot to do with boobular shape. But,
that's true.
50 minutes.
Longest episode ever.
Yeah. Once we get going.
It's hard to stop us. Like, but it's overdue. It's overdue.
Like a train, it's true. So we can talk some.
This is where I look down and realize that my microphone has been unplugged for 40 minutes. That would suck.
Thankfully, we have the level indicator on this time.
Right.
So I can tell that that is not...
Now, that happened once, and we actually ended up not releasing that episode, and then we redid it, and we still didn't release it.
And it's lost forever as well.
I'm not sure. That might be the lost episode 4? 5?
Episode
4.
5. 5 is...
I think it's 4.
No, 4 is the good episode. 4 is the poop in the woods episode.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure that's not 5?
Sure.
All right, so lost episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. I messed up. I didn't have my mic in, and we talked, and it just wasn't good the second time around, so we decided, it's not going to happen.
Gene formatted his hard drive without saving anything on it. And there was a lot of good stuff.
It was a lot of good stuff.
All of our prank calls.
Those were fantastic.
Old school Izzy listeners, if anyone has them, please post on the message board so we can get those back. The Taco Bell, the Unipaint.
I even had a series of prank calls before that.
Which were better.
Best Buy. What else? Tech support calls. These were fantastic calls. And if anybody out there has these series of calls, it's been so long since I've heard them.
If you're still listening at this point, that is.
Well, this was before Squizzy even was around.
Right.
But they were hosted on the same FTP as the early Squizzy shows on the Game Demons Network. Please, 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 if you have these calls, these files, send them to us.
We have to find them. Old prank calls, they don't exist anymore. They were good.
They were really good. We originally designed this show to focus around prank calls.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. We got lazy.
Stop doing it. We did a really pretty funny one. One time, one night, where we called
for a live audience.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I have no idea what happened to that.
We didn't record it.
That's right, we didn't record the good one. We recorded one, and it wasn't as good. But we called the Taco Bell, and I was playing as a son whose grandfather or old father had left his prosthetic nose.
Was it a nose?
Prosthetic nose.
Yeah.
I need my nose to smell. in the Taco Bell, and the lady was very irate that...
She wasn't going on with it at all.
Whether she was or not, she just seemed really busy at the time. And
it was
didn't
like,
want to
what,
deal with
2
it.
In the morning. Mm-hmm. So, those are the best times to prank call people. Because they're more willing to go along with the joke. They're bored. They're probably tired. They need a pickup.
Yeah.
So, to all all you wannabe immature people out there.
Yeah, we should.
Something interesting. I don't know if we ever talked about this, but God, this microphone. I'm just kidding. Just too much. Accidentally hitting it with my oversized Leroy lips. I like to call them.
No, oversized lips. No, lips are like 5 times the size of your lips.
It's a black joke.
Oh, okay. Because you're black. It's okay.
Big giant black lips. After we did the chicken testicle prank, for those of you who remember that prank, a couple days later, we actually went up to that Wendy's that we did it from, and the entire managerial staff looked at us as we walked in, and Isaiah decided that he would speak in the same accent that he had before, and you could see the smiles, you could see the laughs.
And I was asking you about chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches,
And the manager laughs like into his shirt as he's walking by.
Yeah, it was. So you people that are doing this for your own benefit, realize that if you're civil about it and you're nice, it's a joke, and they enjoy it. I mean,
One guy thanked the Taco Bell guy thanked us for making his day.
Right, and I still don't know if that's a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
That person.
What's his name?
Ezra.
Ezra.
That could go either way. Ezra could go either way. So, in conclusion, if you have those, please post a comment on the site. Email us. You don't have an email account, I don't think. So, don't email us, but please post a comment. You can find it right under the download link of the main site at hackermedia.net. There's a lot of great news shows, including Public Access, where I don't know. I've never actually listened to it, but critics tell me it's good. So check that out. There's new shows out, too. I think one's called Under Fire or Under Blaze. Some kind of show about people where they talk. Under Fire. I was right. Under Fire. They got 3 episodes out. It looks like they got some good topics about Michael Jackson and monkeys and different things. And if you're into that, kind of mentality, then go for it. Looks like they're putting out episodes fairly regularly. And before they realize that it's a lot more work than they think, get in on that early action.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Once they hit the 1 year anniversary, we'll start giving them real credit. But until then, they're still our peons.
Yeah, we're still better than them.
We're better than everyone, in fact.
Yeah. If they had all combined their united powers together, they couldn't be as good as us.
They couldn't be good as one of us.
Yeah. I can do an episode by myself, and it would be better than one of them farting into a microphone.
Which would be good, let me tell you.
I'd be impressed with that, actually.
See? There you guys got tips. Tips from the masters here.
Fart into the microphone.
Fart into the microphone more. You get more listeners. Mm-hmm. Especially girls. Girls like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Feeling a wrap up here? What do you think? Yeah. You got some more?
Not really.
Not really? It seems like you were starting to go ahead and say something after I said, let me ask you a question here. That was, I think, 20 minutes ago.
Don't remember.
No, it probably wasn't anything. You probably wanted to end the show there.
We kept it going. Kept it going for the people. So this will be like a double episode special.
Right.
And
I mean, we're here. We don't leave. We never abandoned our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We took a break. And sometimes to keep the quality of the show good, you have to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to take a break. But I'd definitely like to start doing it more regularly.
I would, too. The problem is that we live so far apart. Yeah. It's a good
You're
going
to be able to start
it's
driving.
I have a car. We're looking at days. I'm counting the days before I can drive it. Mm. So... as soon as that happens, you know, we'll maybe do these a little bit more regularly. Isaiah works so much.
Well, I'm going to start working less after the holidays. The thing is, I've been working 6 days a week for the past, like, month or so. So that really gives me no name. You know, my only day off, I sleep or play World of Warcraft.
Which we both do.
Yeah.
Fantastic if you guys are World of Warcraft players, Deathwing server.
Deathwing, the guild is...
Fist of Heaven.
Fist of Heaven.
But it's a really crappy guild.
Yeah.
We've established.
It's all GameStop employees, so there's some interesting conversations there for anybody who wants to join.
Definitely.
I mean, we're always looking for more members. So, yeah.
All right, so give us a... maybe a little feedback on the World of Warcraft if you ever pop in the game.
Yeah.
Leave comments.
Yeah.
Please leave comments.
Comment on stuff like that you want us to talk about, because we're really good at talking about things and stuff,
right.
Especially when we have stuff that other people want us to talk about, because we can't ever think of anything on our own.
And it's not that we're not creative. We just hit the 1 hour, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. It's not that we're not creative. It's that we're very analytical and we're very cynical about some of the things that we talk about. And we can add these little twists, these little comedic twists. We can't find those things that we want to talk about. So we need your help. So please send a comment. Comment on the show. Comment on what you like, on what you don't like. Comment about the weather. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Just comment.
Comment. We always want, you know, I think we probably... Unless we've been beaten recently, have, like, the most comments on a show still.
I think we probably do. We try to always have more comments than the show number. That way we're always going up with more listeners, more community activity. So please, comment. Leave us your thoughts. Leave us your input.
Yeah.
We'll give you a shout-out on the air if that's what it takes. We'll send you,
Gene,
a basket.
I think that either on or off the air... We should do a beatbox session. Yes.
All right. Well.
I think we should.
Maybe we'll put that in the extra.
Like a remake of
the
first.
The original.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea.
So people can see our progression.
We have gotten better.
Have gotten better. Both able to simultaneously sing and beatbox at the same time.
At the same time. I want a book.
There you go. So, we should definitely do that.
All right. So we'll throw that in with the bonus pack we got coming for you. I'm not sure if that's going to be released tonight. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. But it is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that 1 year anniversary package. And I think we're going to wrap up here.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Comment for us. And for the Squizzy 1 year anniversary special, this is Izzy saying shpadoinkle.
Shpadoinkle to you all. We'll come too soon.